be like Mike and all of a sudden yell into it for no apparent reason.
Like a big jerk. Or you could get down to the point where nobody can hear you at all, where it's just way down here.
Yeah.
And you can tell that there's somebody speaking, but you don't know what they're talking about. And you don't even know that it's time for the place-by-place fishing report to get started, because I already started recording. So, I hope you enjoyed listening to that crap. But having put up with it, you can now put up with the rest of the place-by-place fishing report featuring, of course, myself, Josh Olive, and the man with the actual information, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at the Fish and Franks World Headquarters in Charlotte Harbor. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to do this place-by-place fishing report?
As ready as I'm going to get.
Okie dokie.
It's a tiny bit better, but it's still hopscotched.
Well, that's okay. Tiny bit better is better than tiny bit worse.
This
right?
is true. Wait until tomorrow.
All right. It begins... oh, by the way, it's February 17th, in case I didn't say what day it was.
You did, but you were whispering it really quietly.
Was I whispering way down here where nobody could hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It begins, as always, with the Peace River and Harbor Heights and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do you got, Robert?
A couple of small snook and a lot of Mayan cichlids. Other than that, that's about it.
Okay.
And they're all along Shell Creek more than anywhere else. Have not had too much reports this week. The weather actually got a little nice, so people avoided the river and went to other areas that were less or not as windy, like where they normally hide when it's windy.
Do you know what last week's report said here?
Nope. Same thing.
A few small snook and a lot of Mayan cichlids. So
yeah.
At least you're consistent.
Yeah, well. It's been a weird year up there. There was at least a couple different periods there where they caught redfish.
And we even had those here in this report from January 27th.
There you go.
Look at that. Yep.
How about that?
His memory functions and everything. Next spot, Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
Nothing.
No reports. Okay. Brings us to the 41 Bridges, Live Oak Point Park. What do we got, Robert?
Bonita.
Piles of them. What the heck is going on?
Small mangrove snapper. A lot of small snook. Those are being caught in the evening and at night. They caught a couple of trout. One guy actually caught several silver trout there.
Really?
Yeah. He caught like four of them. Let's see. One baby bull shark. And I think that's it that I've heard of. Yeah, that's it.
And no bonita.
No bonita.
Okay, but why did you even say it in the first place?
We'll get to that later.
Get some people all excited.
Yeah.
Like some kind of a jerk.
It could happen.
It could. The Lashley Seawall. The pier is still closed, but of course the seawall, you could go fish there if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I got no reports from there this week.
Well, then we won't put anything down here.
That makes it easier.
But just so you know, last week there were some mangrove snappers, snook, and trout, and not too many people fishing there. So if you're looking for a spot that isn't too overcrowded, you could always go fish the Lashley Seawall, and then you could call Robert here at the store and tell him what you caught, and when they call you at the store...
Yeah?
What's the number?
941... 625-3888.
There you go. I'm not allowed to say the number to the store because half the time I give out Robert's cell number. So. All right. The Bayshore Pier.
Well, Bayshore Pier, I've got no reports from there this week either.
Okay. Then we won't put any down.
Mm-hmm.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some snook. One big snook. I had a picture of it. He said it was 42 inches. It looked like it. It was definitely in the high 30s.
Okay, so I'm going to say allegedly 42 inches.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you measure it yourself.
It was a good girthy fish, but he was holding it at a really wonky angle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard to get a true perspective of
Which might just be when he picked it up, he held it at a wonky angle. Or sometimes people who are less than honest will intentionally hold a fish at a wonky angle so you can't tell just how big it is.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that.
I'm just saying. Some people do.
Some people do. They'll dance.
Some people are sneaky.
Hold it way out in front.
Right?
Yeah.
Get that rattlesnake, put it on that hook, hold it way out there in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Look at this 12-foot, 72-pound rattlesnake.
Right. Exactly. A couple of small trout and a couple of mangrove snapper.
I'm guessing the mangrove snapper were also small.
Yeah, so very small. But that's all I've heard of from over there. That was around the boat ramp and the pier itself.
Okay. All right. Brings us to the saltwater and brackish areas in the Port Charlotte canals, such as the one that runs right behind your house.
Ooh, hey, ooh, aha. Let's see, we got small snook.
In good numbers?
A couple guys are doing well over there, like the Manchester and Ackerman waterway area.
Okay.
They're also getting a few trout and sheep's head over there, too, in that same canal system. And then a couple guys caught some snook over at Spring Lake. And some sand bream, but they seem to have quieted down this week. Hmm. One guy had a couple in his crab trap that he took pictures of and brought in.
Well, but we'd expect them to be a little bit less abundant, too, because, you know, the rain stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that thing that you said after, let's see, we had snook, trout, sheep's head, Manchester, and Ackerman, and then there was something else that I didn't type.
Some snook over in Spring Lake.
Ah, that was it.
And then they also getting seeing, I should apologize, I've heard of one being caught, black drum.
East Spring Lake or West Spring Lake?
I don't remember where he was at.
One of the Spring Lakes?
I think so, but I don't remember, to be
I'll
honest.
Take it.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where it was at.
All right. I just fudged it and said around the area.
Around the area, there you go.
Yep. Is that it for that area?
Yep.
That's all you have?
That's all I got.
Okay. Just double checking. No Mayan cichlids?
No Mayan cichlids that I heard of.
All right.
I know they're there, but just haven't heard of any.
Yeah, they got to be there. The Elder Bean Pier.
That's actually been a little bit better this week. I've heard of several trout, mangrove snapper, one bull shark, a few snook, and a guy did say he jumped a little baby tarpon when he was going through there trolling on his way heading down towards Turtle Bay. But he always likes to troll right along through there, he says. Hooked it right there by the bridge.
There we go. Did he happen to say what he was trolling?
A little number 10 X-Rap.
A little number 10 X-Rap. Did he say what color?
No, he did not.
But we need to know what magic color, Robert.
Well, yeah. It was any one of the 12.
Okay.
Today.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Got nothing.
Okay.
Well, I take that back.
Okay.
Trout and snook right there on the north end of the Myakka cutoff. And then a couple of snook off of Tippecanoe Bay. Been two kayakers. One of the guys works here. The other guy just goes there and fishes once in a while. They were both telling me about the couple of snook that they hooked.
Tippecanoe Bay.
Pause.
All right. All right, well, that was kind of a long interruption. I think, though, we were to the South Gulf Cove canals. That feels about right.
Couple of snook being caught trolled out of there. One guy did catch a couple of redfish also right there by the locks.
On a trolled lure?
Nope. He was fishing jigs right on the bottom.
Okay, anything else?
That is all I've heard of.
All right. Did he happen to say if the lock was operational when he was there?
No, he did not.
They've been having more problems with it, you know.
Big surprise there.
Yeah.
Just wondering when they're just going to take it out.
I don't know. There's been discussion.
Should be a lot more discussion with all that water that flushes through anyway along the west wall. You would think it'd make no difference.
Speaking of the west wall, the west wall.
We're there already? Wow.
The west wall is right after the South Gulf Cove canals.
Oh, imagine that.
Think about the geography, right?
I think I just was. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, let's see. A lot of little redfish.
What's in that beef jerky that makes you so sassy, by the way?
Oh, you try it. See if you get any more sassy or saucy.
Nah.
It's good for you.
Nah.
Why not?
Because I'm going to order my cheeseburger as soon as we're done with this report, and that's my ration of beef for the week.
Higher.
It probably is, actually.
Okay. So a lot of little redfish in the creeks and under the bushes.
How big does the creek have to be?
Any size. Doesn't seem to matter.
So
just a lot of little redfish.
Little teeny tiny creeks that everybody overlooks have redfish in them too?
Yep.
All right. I just wanted to double check.
They're catching a few snook over there. Not very many, but a few. And then they've seen several cobia cruising the bar. And one guy did catch a couple pompano about halfway, a little more than halfway down.
Out by the bar?
Yeah, it was on top of the bar. He caught those by accident because he actually was looking for the cobia that he went past.
Oh, okay. So he did not get the cobia, but he did get the consolation prize, which is good.
Yeah. It's a good...
Because he probably just would have ended up casting at the cobia and watching it swim away, but if you get to catch the pompano, then hey, that's way better.
Yeah. Second place is sometimes not bad.
That actually feels like turning it into first place in that particular case.
Probably.
Anything else out here on the west wall?
Nope.
Fine, then. The K-Pays Bar.
I got nothing there.
No reports. Turtle and bull bays.
Lots and lots of little trout.
I'd like to know where they were.
Well, some are right at the mouth, just behind the bar where the redfish like to be. Mm-hmm. And then some were just to the right by the second shack.
I see. Well, we fished all over Turtle Bay and did not find any trout that wanted to cooperate.
Yeah.
We found trout. They just weren't in Turtle Bay.
Gotcha. There's also a lot of sheep's head in the around the oyster bars and around the shacks there in Bull Bay. I think the guy caught his personal best or something. I think he said it was 18 and a half inches.
It's a pretty good fish.
Yeah.
Redfish and snook in here?
A lot of little redfish and some small snook, but they aren't catching very many of them. They're just mainly seeing them. Not even hearing all the ladyfish in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. K-Pays and Danger Reefs. Let me guess. No reports.
No report.
Gasparilla Sound.
Let's see, over by the Three Sisters, but out in about 6 feet of water closer to the ICW. Some good trout. Just drifting, bouncing real slow along the bottom with a shrimp or a paddle tail. And the same thing over there by Widden Bay, but in the deeper water, in that 5 to 7 feet of water. And there was some sheep's head on that oyster bar that's close to Sandfly. And up along the bushes going into Widden Creek and Catfish Creek. The guy was trying for redfish and snook, but kept catching sheep's head. And that's about the only thing I've got over there.
Okay. All right, I think I typed all the things you said.
Possibly, maybe.
Probably. That brings us to Placida, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Let's see, around the docks there by Little Pass is Sheep's Head. One guy did catch a 26-inch redfish off of one of those docks. A couple of mangrove snapper that are very small. And then some sheep's head and pompano all around the trestle.
How many pompano?
The guy said he caught like 3 or 4.
Okay.
And that's all I've heard of. No snook, nothing else.
And no puppy drum.
Nope.
Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. Trout. Trout is the only report I've gotten up there, and it's all right along the edge of the drop-offs in about 5 feet of water. Nothing spectacular this week for up in there.
Okay, the Anger Pier.
The Anger Pier, I got nothing.
No reports. All right. Brings us to the Gulf of Mexico.
Alrighty then.
The Big Blue. Okay. The Briny Deep.
The Briny Deep, nice. 80 to 110 feet of water, some red grouper. It seems like the deeper water is for straight off of us. The shallow water seems to be off a Stump Pass and off a Captiva Pass.
Okay.
Some mangrove snapper, most of them in small.
Now, when we say small here, are we talking about the same kind of small that we see inshore, or is this a different kind of small?
12 to 14 inches.
So, more like keeper fish, just not ones that you'd really brag about.
Right. And then they've also been getting a bunch of lane snapper out there.
Porgies, grunts?
A few, but it seems like the porgies and grunts are in closer. Seems like in that 60 feet to 30 feet is the better number for the grunts and porgies and some sheep's head, which is still a porgy. Mm-hmm. So. That's about it. Well, the guy did he get that cobia? I don't remember. Guy saw cobia. I can't remember now at this point.
Was this the one you said was 37 inches?
Yes.
Well, then he has to have caught okay. It if he measured it, right?
I'm getting it confused with the guys that have been hooking the ones, seeing the ones on the inside of the harbor, too.
Okay. So and where was that?
Offshore. He was in 80-something feet of water, 90 feet of water, something like that.
Okay. Is this where you were going to talk about the bonita?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Nope, not there yet.
The Venice Jetties and the Venice Pier.
The jetties are getting sheep's head. And along the surf right there of the jetties has been some pompano and some whiting. I haven't heard anything off of Sharkies.
I'm going to use the word adjacent here. You think people know what that means?
Probably.
Okay, good. If you don't, just look it up. It's not a hard word. It's one you really should have. Mm-hmm. Punarasa. Nothing got going on there?
Nothing.
Redfish Pass? Nothing going on there?
Nothing.
Captiva Pass?
Got nothing this week.
Nothing going on there? Boca Grande Pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mangrove Snapper and Sheep's Head. And that's it. It's the only two reports I got out of the pass. Guys and drifting and fishing right from the shore right there.
Yeah, based on where I was seeing everybody fishing... I'm guessing that some of those were caught at the phosphate dock.
Right. Yeah. No, that would be my guess. Just go there and look for the flotilla.
Although the funny thing is, and again, like I said, I'm a fisherman watcher. I'm always trying to figure out what exactly are they doing and why are they doing that there, because I watch people fishing right there around. The old phosphate dock and the pilings leading back up to shore. And I hardly ever see them catch anything. I watch them fish it, but I don't see them catch.
Right.
And not this past week, but on prior occasions, I have watched people who were fishing there and catching little stuff. Like, I'm talking like little stuff, like palm-sized stuff. And they're catching and releasing and catching and releasing. And then they hook into something a little bit bigger. And then... as soon as they hook something a little bit bigger and they just start to get excited, the bigger thing gets eaten by something way bigger.
Right.
Which is all those Goliath groupers down there, and also the dolphins that are down there that have gotten so accustomed to people that they now will just take your catch right off your line if they want it.
Or take the line and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't seem to care.
So what I don't understand is why people continue to fish in those same areas in those same methods.
Convenient, safe, easy.
Is it really safe?
For for the draft of their boat as far as for
okay, as far as depth goes, yes, okay, I got you. But that phosphate dock, I mean, I don't really like being around
I can't believe more people don't sink their boats there.
Yeah.
I mean, getting sucked up against the pilings and everything else, you think it would all roll the time. Over.
And in a best case scenario is you have to push yourself back off the piling, which is covered with an inch and a half of bird guano.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. There are areas that are nearby that are much more fishable.
Absolutely.
You can literally see other pilings
mm-hmm.
that are closer to the shore that have plenty of fish on them that usually don't have a bunch of other boats on them from the phosphate dock.
Right.
And yet, everybody wants to fish, ba-boom, right there.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Nope.
Can't understand it. If they were slaying fish, it would make total sense.
Because they were 10 years ago.
But it ain't 10 years ago anymore, Robert.
I know. That's why that guy has that one favorite lure. He caught a fish on it that first cast, and it became his favorite lure, and then he'll throw it 200 more times after that before he hooks another fish and say, see, I told you. It works great.
And this is the only color, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can't anymore. Walking the Gulf beaches, surf fishing anywhere between Sanibel and Venice. Besides the rocks at Boca Grande, which you already told us had sheep's head.
Mm-hmm. So you got Caspersons Beach, Manasota Key, Inglewood Beach, Blind Pass.
I hope you're going somewhere because I'm just writing these down.
Oh, okay. And Stump Pass, Whiting, Small Black Drum, a couple of very small undersized redfish. I say whiting?
Yes.
Okay. What else are they catching? Whiting?
Pompano? A
couple of pompano. And then there was the... I think it was Caspersons Beach. The guy did good on some sheep's head, too. It might have been Middle Beach. I can't remember now. Good assortment of stuff out there.
Okay. So we're just going to list a bunch of beaches, and we're going to say that they have a good potential for these fish, because literally any one of them could show up at any of these spots.
Right.
Just because...
But I've had reports from each one of those, except for Caspersons Beach. I had two different reports from there.
But what I'm saying is just because Jimmy went down and caught four sheep's head at Stump Pass doesn't mean that you need to go to Stump Pass, too. You could fish Inglewood Beach.
Right.
Right?
Accomplish the same thing, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's easier parking.
That's where I was going with that.
Much easier parking there, too.
Yes, and just because Bobby caught three pompano at Inglewood Beach doesn't mean you can't go to Blind Pass, where the parking is free, and again, accomplish the same thing.
Right.
So, don't get so hung up on this beach has that fish. They could all be there, scattered all up and down the place.
Yes.
And you didn't even mention the flounder, which could be out there, too.
Oh, there's always a possibility. I just didn't hear of any this week.
It seems like a reasonable time to go flounder fishing to me, but, you know.
No, it is the right time.
All right. Is that all you had to say about this?
All I got to say about that.
All right, moving on. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay. Isn't Buzzard Bay down there, too?
Yep.
Buzzard Bay and associated areas where you can easily run aground.
Sheep's Head, and some trout. But lots of people talking about the sheep's head they're catching.
Would you
down there.
Say the sheep's head reports here are decent, good, great, or excellent?
What, am I back in school again? Jeez.
Pick one.
I'm going to go with number two.
Okay, good.
Just been some good reports down there from several different people. So it's always a good little treat to hear.
Okay. Oh, well, I could have just copied last week's report.
Yeah, you
probably could have. Lots of sheep's head around the bridge and some trout in the general area. Well, okay. That's fine. It's done. It's too late. Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, and Patricio.
Most of your trout down there are in that 7 to 10 feet of water.
Or not.
Yeah, or not. But they're getting them all the way down to Captiva Rocks is the farthest I've heard of them, as far as a report goes. What else they got going on down there? There's been a few redfish of legal size and undersize underneath the bushes. And
mostly a live bait, dead bait bite, or are they throwing plastics under there?
It's a little bit of both, but mostly the shrimp for the redfish.
Okay.
And that's about it that I can think of.
No snooks?
Mm-mm.
No sharks?
I'm sure they're there. No pompanos? Just haven't heard of any.
No sheep's head?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm sure they're there, just can't recall hearing about any.
Okay, Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Let's see, trout, and some trout.
Okay, so does that mean a lot of trout?
Not a lot, but they're catching them in that 4 to 8 feet of water. Like off of Bokelia, it seems like they're mixed in shallow too deep, but off of Jug Creek, they seem to be a little bit deeper.
Which is just weird.
Makes no sense to me, but...
I mean, why is it that I can fish right here in 4 feet of water and catch trout, but at the spot that I'm looking at, right over there, I got to be in 8 feet of water?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes fish make no damn sense.
Most of the time.
Which I guess is why we have to do fishing reports.
Yes.
Anything else to mention from Jug Creek Shoal Book here?
Nope.
Okay, then Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Some... Pompano, a few trout,
plus some very small redfish.
Very small redfish, plus some small sheep's head up against the shoreline there.
Okay. I was just asking because that was the exact wording from last week's report.
So was it?
It was. We added the sheep's head though.
Yeah.
So, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Pirate Harbor's gotten a couple of sheep's head out of it, but mostly small. Been a couple of trout in there, but mostly small. And a few guys saw some bonnet heads over there on the east wall.
Finally.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of nice to hear about them finally. A few snook and a few small rat reds underneath the bushes and around some of those islands. That's about it that I can think.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
I got nothing over there.
No reports. Ponce de Leon Park.
I got no reports there either.
Holy moly, PGI canals.
Snook. A lot of little snook. Especially being seen around their lights, but a few guys are hooking them too, trolling. A couple guys are catching a few casting.
Artificials mostly?
Yeah, paddle tails mostly. Shad tails. A couple of black drum were hooked and landed. A couple of guys seeing some bigger black drum. And, of course, a lot of little mangrove snapper. Whole lot of little mangrove snapper.
Anybody hearing the black drum yet?
No, not yet. It's coming, though.
It is coming.
Definitely that time of year. Should start to hear them a little bit more.
Okay, the Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing.
Can I just tell you
mm-hmm.
that from the Gilchrist Pier, the last time we had a report was last June?
Okay. Could always kill that spot.
I might, because it's been 8 months of
I just haven't gotten no reports. It's a beautiful little pier.
It is.
It's a beautiful park.
And a lot of people are out there, and if you wanted a biking report or a dog walking report, boy, we could get a bunch of those.
Oh, you
could
clean house there. No doubt.
Nobody fishes it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never see anybody fishing it either.
Nope. Once in a blue moon.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Here's where it's funny.
Uh-huh.
Bonita.
What? The what?
Bonita.
No.
Yep.
No.
Guy got two of them off there last week trolling.
No.
He showed me the pictures, and he has no reason to lie to me.
Okay.
They were smaller fish, like 3 to 5 pounds, but he got two of them while trolling.
Now,
he was hoping for a cobia or anything else, and that's what he hooked.
What would you say is the likelihood of anybody who's listening to this report that they could go out and duplicate that success?
Slim to none.
Okay.
He was going back out there and trolling again today, so we'll see. Be curious to see how, you know, if he catches anything.
Did he say what he was trolling? What his magic bonita bait was?
Little spoons.
Little spoons.
Because he's caught cobia, Spanish mackerel. He catches everything on a spoon, so that's what he likes to just troll.
Okay.
And then he caught a couple of sheep's head, but he said the bite's been really tough. And that's pretty much all I got for it.
That's what a sheep's head angler would say, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like those crappie guys where they don't want to tell anybody when they're catching fish.
Yep, this is true.
I think if I were going to Alligator Creek Reef, I would be more likely to drop shrimp down to the bottom than troll spoons around hoping to catch a bonita.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I would actually be trolling over it while I'm heading to a completely different spot.
Well, yeah, there's that too. But when a sheep's head guy says, a couple fish, but the bite was real tough, that makes me think maybe there's more than a couple fish. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's just the...
I just know their record lately.
I hear you on that, and I agree with your sentiment, but the 20-foot holes.
Nothing.
Imagine that. But soon.
Yes.
Soon. Because the bait fish report.
Yep. That'll be showing up. Is that what we're doing next?
It is.
Oh. There's some out there. There's some in the center of the harbor, some down by Jug Creek. But it is really small. So I don't know why I would even bother getting it. Plus, the couple guys that have gotten it said they didn't catch anything on it. So I'm definitely not going to go out there and just whack some bait fish just to do it.
But the birds are excited.
Of course. They should be.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go out there and catch a tern or a seagull or maybe a loon, then I think that getting some of this live bait would be the key to that.
A loon would be fun to try to catch.
I don't know, dude. You seen that poker they got on the front of their
face?
I've
seen it.
An anhinga is bad enough. I mean, even a cormorant, which doesn't have a stabber but a hook.
Right.
You know, I don't like dealing with those birds if I can help it. A loon, boy.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, interesting is a word. Yep, mm-hmm. That's a word. But we're expecting to see more of this bait show up soon?
Yeah. Yeah, it usually doesn't show up until like late April, where it's cast nettable kind of size.
Right. So what do you do instead?
Throw shrimp and artificials.
Spoons that match the size of that bait fish?
Yeah.
That's the way to fish when those bait fish are around when they first get here. Spoons or jigs that are about the same size as the bait that you're seeing. And throw those until the bait grows up a little bit. The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Well, let's see. We got tilapia and Mayan cichlids. And then we also got quite a few bass. The bass are mostly being caught on shiners.
Okay. And the tilapia and Mayan cichlids?
Worms. A couple of them were caught on minnows by crappie fishermen. But we haven't even been busy for the crappie fishermen. It's like that slowed way down. One guy comes and gets 2 dozen, then he gets another 1 dozen, then 3 dozen. It's just been inconsistent this past week.
Okay. And regardless of what anybody has told you about tilapia and their vegetarian tendencies, they will eat a minnow.
Yeah. They absolutely will.
They're still cichlids.
Yep.
So, sometimes they remember. That brings us to the tarpon reports, Robert. What do we got for tarpon reports?
We got nothing.
What do you mean we got nothing?
Well, it's that time of year. We got nothing. I don't even know of any babies, really.
Okay.
So, zero.
You don't know any babies or any baby tarpon?
No baby tarpon.
Okay, because that's a different thing.
Right.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this report, sir?
No, sir.
You got nothing else?
Nope.
That's all you have. No final words of wisdom, no encouraging slogans or anything. This is it?
I think this is it.
All right. Well, then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.